7 richest countries in the world. And now them have a little meeting, and them plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. But I believe in the people and these things. Cause when them feet and things go the people way.
One day them dead and them not dead yet.
But when them feet and things go the people way.
One day
them dead and them not dead yet. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way for them to work. A small price to be paid. They think them red feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. Cause when them think them thing go the people way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead.
When them think them thing goes another way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead.
Tell them Ziggy Marley, strictly roots and culture. Wow! Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality. Kingdom of God, Queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and Queendom of Islam. Allah, Watchers of Noon, total peace, rest, and oneness. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of December 8th, 2013. So, we see that we must study and understand politics, study and understand that this is about saving and delivering the poor and the oppressed. So, Zacharias at first did not believe. And so the angel tells Zacharias that he will not be able to speak until the time of the birth of the child. And so eventually Elizabeth has this child. And Mary and Joseph receive visitation from the Most High. And that same angel tells Mary about her birth and begins to talk about how the Holy Ghost shall come upon her and the power of the Most High shall overshadow her, and a holy thing shall be born and shall be called the Son of God. And the word overshadow in the Greek language, episkiazo, 1982, to throw a shadow upon, to envelope in a shadow, to overshadow. And this is rooted in another word, 4639, feminine noun, skia, has to do with shade caused by the interception of light, an image cast by an object and representing the form of that object, a sketch, outline, adumbration. We're talking about deep science, sisters and brothers. An adumbration, a prefiguration, the act of providing vague advance indications, representing beforehand, to foreshadow something. What we are looking at is shadows and light. Is this not Cuck and Carquette? Is this not darkness and light working together? Is this not sacred masculine, sacred feminine working together? Is this not Amun and Amonet, the hidden and the revealed working together? It was something else I was looking for, sisters and brothers, in the science of this reality. The power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Let me see. It was causing me to think about water and about the pillar and the cloud of water. The cloud in the Old Testament, the pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night. And the science of water and the science of hydrogen and oxygen, water H2O, and how really all of our births are like this. What did our fathers and mothers have to do with our actual birth and coming into this earth realm other than they got together? But this represents the power of the Most High within all of us, sisters and brothers. That seed of life, germ of life called sperm, emitted into the wombs of our mothers. All of us having pre-incarnate life before our physical life. All of us as Christs, petitioning the Most High for a physical structure to come into. And so we take the word holy and we say all of us are holy. All of us are holy of holies. And we are all sons and daughters of the Most High. And this power is to be birthed within all of us so that we may get up and stand up and do the will of the Most High. Mary was talking to, I'm paraphrasing this chapter, Mary was talking to her cousin Elizabeth about what she had experienced. And let me say, while I remember, the Quran backs this up. The Quran in chapter 3, I forget which verse, is it around 40, 42, 43, 44? Chapter 3 says that Maryam was virgin, having the child, asking Gabriel, how can it be? I've known not a man. Gabriel says, Allah says be, and it is. But I am saying that this is talking about all of our spiritual births, all of our births. All of us came forth by miracle and power of the Most High. And this birth of knowledge and wisdom, this birth of Yahushua, Isa ibn Maryam al-Masih, this Isa in the African Arabic language, that is Yahushua in the original African Hebrew, that we say Jesus, this word has meaning and definition, means health, wealth, and prosperity. To who? The poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Liberty, deliberation, liberty and deliverance. For who? For the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. This is about God coming into the affairs of poor and oppressed people to deliver the poor and the oppressed from the hands of the wicked ruling class. And Yahushua also is defined as vengeance, because if we continue to destroy the human family, we suffer the vengeance of the Most High. So we warn ourselves and warn the wicked ruling class and ruling families, cease destroying the human family, cease destroying the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Mama Mary begins to talk about how the mighty have been taken down from their seats and their thrones and their power. Research the definitions of these words. She talks about how the Most High, she talks like Hannah in the Old Testament when she gave birth to Shamuel. And I forget what that is defined as, but Shamuel is you. Shamuel is me. Hannah is you. Hannah is me. This is the spirit of Atum bringing forth the invisible forces of the universe within ourselves so we may rise up and bring order to the universe. Mama Mary talks about how the Most High is taking out the rich, taking down the mighty, taking down the powerful. When you research these words, they come to mean Caesar. They come to mean those in the Roman Senate and the Roman Empire, the leaders. She's not talking about the high priests only that the high priests are sellouts to Caesar. She's talking about this whole system that is anti-God and anti the laws of the Most High. She says those that are hungry will be filled, and those that are rich will be sent away empty. Is no way around it. She is talking like a revolutionary. Mary, Miriam, Miriam means rebellion. She is rebelling against the system. She is praying for a child that will stand up and deliver the oppressed from the system. And that is what Yahushua represents, the power of the universe, the life of the universe, to come into our lives, to bypass the rich and bypass the wealthy and bypass the rulers and come into the lives of poor, afflicted, needy, fatherless people who have been disenfranchised and disinherited. Fast forwarding to chapter 2 of Luke, verse 1, we see that the Caesar at this time is said to have called for a census so that the whole world could be taxed. This is teaching us, if we would do some thinking, that Caesar is a conqueror, a killer. The Roman Empire has conquered the known world and is instituting schemes to take land, wealth, and resources from the people. And so Joseph went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. All of this has definition and meaning, and my time is running out. Joseph has to do with being added to. All of us are being added to this mission of revolution. I think Galilee has to do with circuit. I hope my memory is serving me correctly. Circuit. And a circuit, a district. So a circle of a region that is carved out. A circuit is a circle. This is rooted in cylinders and rings and rods, that which is circular. And we say and know that the universe is circular and spherical. And we dance the the dance of circles and spheres to mirror the universe. Now, Nazareth has to do with the guarded one. In the Greek, the guarded one. Nazarene in the African Hebrew, I believe, has to do with set apart, sanctified. So we are set apart, sanctified to guard the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed against and from the wicked. Judea, praise. David, beloved. That beloved deliverer, that beloved king of righteousness that stood up for the people. Bethlehem, house of bread. And you know in the temple was the shoe bread, representing the constellation. As I understand the information, there's a constellation that is referred to as the house of bread. And this is the science of the universe as bread and giver of life and that which we feed upon to become the servants of the Most High in the cause for freedom, justice, and equality. This whole tax is illegal. If you go into the laws of Moses, Levitical laws, we come to understand in Leviticus chapter 25, interest and usury are illegal and against God's laws. We come to understand that slavery is illegal, that the Hebrews are to free up all oppressed and destroy and obliterate slavery. We come to understand in Deuteronomy about the relieving of all debt. Would that not include tax debt? Relieving of all debt, destroying debt, no poor among you. The inheritance of the land is for all. We come to understand that if your brother is in need, sister in need, you lend to help them sufficiently. We come to understand that even if your sister and brother is your servant, after 6 years, you free them and you give them all that they need so they can live a free and independent life. We come to understand in Isaiah that we put away all oppression and evil, and we seek after justice and seek after to help and relieve the oppressed and the fatherless, and we plead for the widow. In chapter 5 of Isaiah, we learn that the land is the Lord's, the vineyard is the Lord's, the people belong to the Lord. The men, the women belong to the Lord. So we understand from the laws of Moses, the laws of the Most High and the covenant, that the land, wealth, and resources all belong to the Most High. And it was illegal for the Caesar to set up a system that he could steal the land, steal the wealth, steal the resources, land, wealth, resources, and human resources as well. Slavery, colonialism, and exploitation are all sins. And Yahushua, that power of health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance, that power of vengeance on the wicked, that power within us in the universe, Atum, calling forth that name and definition and power within us is here to deliver us. They say, well, he didn't take the throne. He didn't want that Roman throne. He didn't want that so-called throne that Herod sat upon. He wanted us. We are the thrones of the Most High that Yahushua sits in and raises us up to create and bring in the government and civilization of Christ on this earth. So now we see that the shepherds were tending their flock and the human being are sheep and flocks. And every CEO, every ruler, every leader is a shepherd. So we have the right to demand that they lead us into truth, justice, and righteousness, that they protect us from all evil and all wickedness, that they be the true Christos, Christ in human flesh, that they are. So these angels come to the shepherds to teach us that we should see the angels and truth and light coming to all leadership, and we should groom our youth and babies to be the leadership that would commune with the science of the universe. See, the angels represent the various entities in the universe and atoms, molecules, protons, neutrons, electrons, the very fabric and electricity of the universe that teaches us living and existing in life, coming to us to teach us truth, justice, and righteousness. So they tell the shepherds that this child is born. Go see him in Bethlehem. Go see him in the house of bread. Go see him in the fabric of the universe as that power that gives life to the human being. So the firstborn son of Mary, born, they say, in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, no room for him in the inn. This word manger, crib, manger, a feminine noun. But this word inn, it said no room for him in the inn. And that is so interesting. No room, no place, no, wow, no, this is interesting now. This word room has to do with city, village, and district, a place, a space. So what we are saying is that a system has been created and there is no room for Yahushua, no room for health, wealth, and prosperity for the masses, no room for liberation and deliverance for the masses, no room to warn ourselves and warn the wicked of the vengeance of the Most High coming on them and us if we continue to perpetuate a system of death, hell, and destruction. No room for them. No room for Mary, rebellion. No room for Joseph, addition. No room for these principles in a system of wickedness. That's what this is talking about. But it says in the inn. And the word inn is lodging place, dining room. So they had to go into the back. But this word is rooted in another word that has to do with destroy, disunite, overthrow, deprive of success, bring to naught institutions and forms of government and laws, and deprive of force. See, this word has to do with the overthrow of government, overthrow of institutions. And what we learn by studying these definitions is that revolution was going on. Rebellion was going on. But did that revolution and rebellion have Yahushua in the revolution and the rebellion? So what we say is, you look at the political situation. You look at the various men and women who were going about rebellion and revolution, and you say, are you creating a revolution based on the principles of Yahushua, based on the principles of existing and living for all? Or do you just want to kill and then get in power and continue the old system and not clean up the old system from among ourselves and have a system of peace and truth and justiceness and righteousness? So we say to ourselves, do we have Yahushua in the revolution? Do we have Yahushua in our rebellion? Are we looking to provide health, wealth, and prosperity for all? And so we see Yahushua, that power coming to the poor. We see that the directives that the angels give concerning peace and goodwill towards men, when we research these words, glad tidings of joy, coming to prosperity, coming to that which makes us glad. It makes us glad to see people live. It makes us glad to see that a system of wickedness goes out. It makes us glad to see that the babies are being prepared to create the civilization of Christ and the government of Christ on this earth. The word peace in the Greek language, peace and goodwill towards men, paraphrasing, that word peace, you must research it. It has to do with national tranquility. Look at poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white people at each other's throats, claiming to be Republican, claiming to be Democrat, hating this one, hating that one, hating Christians, hating Muslims. No, we need national tranquility. The babies have to study. The babies have to study to understand why we are at each other's throats. Then that word also means to be exempt from the havoc of war. So now we are getting into international politics. Why is America and Britain? Why are America, Britain, and Israel, and Germany, and France perpetuating warfare and bloodshed all over the earth, all over the Middle East? Is it for justice? No. It is to control land, wealth, and resources. It is to control people. It is to sever, to seizure the people from the power of the Most High within ourselves, the power of the Most High within the universe, and that same power within us that we must call forth like Atum, call forth like the mind of Ptah, call forth like Atum, so we may bring order to a chaotic and turbulent world. When you look at the birth of Yahushua, when you look at that reality, it's an old and an ancient story. You see, around December 21st, you have the solstice. And we are thinking of the science of the temple and the seven candlestick that is in the temple that signifies the seven pole stars of the sun and the movement of the sun in the 26,000 year counterclockwise orbit and motion, teaching us about the 12 zodiac signs, 12 months clockwise, 12 months counterclockwise, but that 12 zodiac, a period of time of 26,000 years. Let me say that again and say it better. You have the 12-month cycle of time. 12 signs of the zodiac, 12-month cycle of time, clockwise. But then you have a counterclockwise period of time. That same 12 zodiac signs, but now in a counterclockwise position, taking 26,000 years for the sun to orbit in the counterclockwise position. Let's take this break, and we'll have a quick few minutes session to get this over. See you on the other side of the break.